我们非常欢喜又能够和弟兄姊妹一同聚集在主耶稣的面前。
We're filled with joy to be in the Lord's presence today.
我们第一件事情要知道主耶稣确实在我们中间。
The first thing we need to know is that the Lord is indeed in our midst.
他正在这里看着我们每一个人。
He is looking intently at each of us.
他在这里听我们每一个人我们的诗歌赞美的声音。
And he hears every one of our voices as we praise him.
他享受我们对他的敬拜，我们对他赞美。
And he is enjoying our praise and our worship towards
him. 他也注意我们的心情。
And he pays attention to our feelings.
我们爱他有多少？
How much do we love him?
我们向着他有多少？
How much are we like him?
我们服侍他有多少？
And how much do we serve him?
我们的主耶稣都在这看着。
So our Lord Jesus is looking at us.
所以我们在享受主的同在。
So may we enjoy the presence of the Lord.
我们这一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣啊，你的爱何等大。
Lord Jesus, your love is so great.
你的恩典何等的丰富。
Your grace is so abundant.
你的宝血何等的宝贵。
Your precious blood is so precious.
让我们这一些不懂事的孩子能够坐在主的跟前。
So that we, your children who lack understanding, can come before your feet.
我们愈想愈觉得稀奇。
The more we think about it, the more amazed we are.
像我们这样的人能够与主相交。
That we, being such people, can commune with such a God.
是你把我们从旷野救赎回来的。
It is you who have saved us from the wilderness.
让我们今天在神的家中和你一同奏席。
To be able to feast with you in your house.
我们心中正是因你而欢喜快乐。
And in our hearts, because of you, we are filled with joy.
我们的口也因你而赞美歌颂。
That our mouths are filled with praise and song.
在早晨主的同在当中。
That this morning in your presence, Lord.
我们把我们心中最深处的敬拜献给你。
We would give you the deepest worship to you.
我们也深深愿意在这个聚集中你对我们说话。
And we are deeply willing to allow you to speak to us.
不是我们人在这里讲是什么。
It's not because man speaks something.
是愿主亲自在圣灵中对我们说话。
It's made the Lord through the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts.
叫我们在你面前蒙光照。
That we may be illuminated.
叫我们能够享受到你的甘甜。
That we may experience your sweetness.
让我们也能够享受你的丰富。
That we may experience your abundance.
愿你祝福这一个聚集。
May you bless this gathering.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先和大家来读路加福音第十九章第十节。
First read Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
好，我们大家一同来读一遍。
Let us read it all together. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
今天早晨我们要和大家来讨论一个问题。
This morning we are going to discuss one issue here.
那就主耶稣来到地上到底是为着什么样的目的？
It is what is the purpose of the Lord Jesus coming onto this earth?
现在读了这些圣经，大家都应该找到这个答案。
I think after reading this verse, everyone has found the answer.
大家能不能够现在说一说，主耶稣来到地上为着什么？
Can someone here tell us, the Lord Jesus coming to the earth, what is his purpose?
大家回答了。为着寻找拯救世上的人。
It's to seek and to save the people of this world.
我今天早晨呢，就要从主耶稣所讲的三个比喻当中来讲到主的寻找。
And so through the Lord's three parables, I would like to tell you about the Lord's seeking.
我们知道主耶稣在这里寻找。
We know that the Lord is seeking.
主耶稣怎样的寻找呢？
So how does the Lord seek?
我们来看主耶稣讲的三个比喻啊。
So let's take a look at the three parables.
我们看到路加福音第十五章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 15.
我们先来读第三节到第七节。
Let's first read verses 3 to 7. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
这个比喻是讲到主耶稣说到一个迷失的羊。
This parable speaks about a lost sheep.
你们中间谁有一百只羊失去了一只呢？
And so he says, which one of you having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them?
那么主耶稣呢，就来寻找这一只失去的羊。
And so the Lord Jesus has come to seek that one lost sheep.
我们先来讲什么叫做迷失的羊。
And so we first want to talk about what is a lost sheep.
谁是迷羊？
Who is a lost sheep?
你想想看啊，在一个牧人的带领之下，有一群羊。 在那里草地上往前走路。
You think about the shepherd who is taking the sheep along a pasture.
那么其中有一只羊呢，因为东看看，西看看，看这里好玩，那里好玩呢，结果他就迷失掉，羊从羊群中迷失掉了。
And so there's one sheep who looks to the east and looks to the west, and he's enjoying himself, and then all of a sudden he gets lost.
因为他东走走，西走走，结果，哎。 当这个牧人带着羊群往前走的时候，那只羊就失了掉。
So he goes to the east and the west, and while the shepherds lead another sheep, he becomes lost.
那么一失落的时候呢，想回头啊，就找不到方向。And
so when he's lost, when he looks back, he can't find his direction.
找不到应该走的路了。
Cannot find the path that he ought to walk on.
所以这只羊呢，叫做迷失的羊。So
this kind of sheep is a lost sheep.
我们人呐。 也常常会有迷失的情形。And
so we, being people, often will have this condition of being lost.
我记得有一年呢，我从这里开车到西雅图，从西雅图回来的时候。
I remember one year when I drove down to Seattle and from Seattle back home.
我发现车子里没有油了。I
found that there was no more gas in my car.
那我跟我太太两个人呢，我们就到加油站去加油去。
And so my wife and I went to fill more gas.
那么这个加油站呢，离开这个 freeway 有一段路。And
so there was still a bit of a distance until the next station.
所以当我们加完油的时候啊，我们就走出来了。And
so after we finished filling up our car, we came out.
结果越走越远，就找不到那个 I-5。
And so the more we drove, the further we got, and we couldn't find the I-5.
那我们就心慌起来，哎，怎么搞的？本来是很近的嘛，越走这么越远，越走越远了呢？
So we were very fearful. We're like, how come it's supposed to be near, but
so 那一天呢，我们就迷失在那一个荒郊野外。And
so we were lost, and we were somewhere out there.
在我们人生当中，常常会有这样一种迷失的情形。In
our lives, we will often have such a condition of being lost.
啊，所以你知道吗？我们人呐，人生里面就常常就不知道我们前面的路该怎么走。
You know that we being people often do not know how we ought to walk.
所以你是不是一只走迷的羊？
So are you a lost sheep?
最简单的一个问题。
It's a simple question.
你知不知道你人生的方向是什么？
Do you know what is the direction of your life?
你这一生，你的目标，你的人生的目的是什么？
What is the goal or the purpose of your life?
我想我们年轻人多半不知道。
I believe that most of us young people do not know the answer to this question.
就是年长的人呢，也未必知道。And
even the elderly people may not know.
你想今天世界上多少人呢，在地上做什么？你这一生做什么？
Do you know how many people in this world do they know what they're doing?
我们年轻的时候呢，就是读书。When
we are young, we go to school.
为什么要读书呢？
Why do we study?
读啊读啊读，读到，哎，将来能够找到一个好的工作。
It is so that as we study, we can obtain a good job.
为什么找个好的工作呢？
So why do we need a good job?
那可以赚很多的钱,
so that we can earn lots of money.
你为什么赚很多的钱呢?
Why do we earn lots of money?
啊, 那就可以好好的享受享受,
so that we can truly enjoy it.
将来就成家,
and then we have a family. 啊,
然后这个日子过得比较快乐的,比较富裕的,
and then we would have quite an enjoyable and happy life.
然后呢,生儿养女,
and then you have children.
然后慢慢,如果呢,年纪像我这么大,
and gradually you'll be as old as me.
啊, 那么这么大了之后怎么办呢?
So when you are as old as me, what
那就等死啦,
do you do? Then you wait for death.
啊, 所以这个人生呢, 就是读书啊, 工作啊, 赚钱啊, 做事情啊, 好, 目标就是做什么? 等死。
So in this life, whether you study, whether you get a job, you have a family, what is the goal of it? It is to really wait for your death.
那难道我们人一生呢, 就是这样子, 就这个转一转, 就是我们的人生了吗?
And so, is this our life? That after this, that's our life?
这个太无聊了吧?
This is meaningless.
有人打一个比方啊,
so somebody gave an example.
你们看见过那个松鼠吧? 那个 square, 松鼠。
Have you seen these squirrels?
这个松鼠在一个笼子里头,
they live in a cage.
一个圆圆的一个小笼子。
And this, oh, this round cage.
这个松鼠啊, 就在那个笼子里面跑啊, 跑啊, 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 跑啊,
oh, on a wheel, and he would run and run and run.
这个笼子呢, 一直转, 一直转, 一直转。
And this wheel, hamster wheel, would run and run and run.
哎, 这个松鼠在里面跑啊, 跑啊, 他以为跑了很多, 他以为跑了很远了。
And he thinks that he's gone really far.
其实呢,他跑了跑去, 还在这个笼子里面。
But he's still in the cage.
我们这个人的一生呢, 就是这样。 就糊里糊涂就过去了。And
so that's our life, that we live like that.
所以难道这个就是我们人生吗?
So is this really our life?
难怪许多人觉得人生真是没有味道啊。No
wonder lots of people think that there is no taste to the life.
有一个小姐啊, 她是生长得很美貌。There's
a young lady who is very beautifully.
也是, 她的家庭各方面的都是相当的也, 在高级社会里面的一个女孩子。
And so she was in the upper echelons of society.
那凡是那个公开的那个交际场合啊, 常常有人请她去参加。
Whenever there were social gatherings, they would invite her to go.
去跳舞啊, 啊,
to dance.
去玩啊, 啊,
to
玩得非常高兴。
She's really happy.
她经常每次参加这些宴会呢, 啊, 大家都是鼓掌啊, 因为她跳得很好, 她也长得很美。
And so every time she attended these balls, she was given applause because she was so beautiful and she also danced well.
那么当时呢,在这个舞厅里面呢,在交际场合呢,在宴会里面,她也觉得很高兴。
And so she, during those times, would feel really happy.
她因为她常常参加这样的聚会。
But because she always attended such a ball.
那么等到回到家了之后呢,
that after she goes back home,
她把那个舞衣一脱,一丢,
when she takes off her ball gown,
她把那个高跟鞋一踢就, 贴在墙旁边,
and when she, kicks off her high heels,
哎呀, 真是很无聊啊,
and she says, so meaningless.
光在你在舞厅里面呢, 和大家, 好像玩得很快乐, 很高兴,
a while ago, she was really happy in the ball.
但一回到家了之后呢, 哎呀, 真是很无聊呢,
and when she goes home, 啊, she goes,
许多人,
so meaningless.
在这个世界上, 好像玩得很快乐,
many people in this world seem like they're so happy. In the
好像日子过得是很不错。
It seems like their days are really nice.
但是一回到家里,夜里静下来的时候,
but once it quiets down in their own home,
总是觉得不满足。
And they feel that they're not satisfied.
哎呀, 难道这个人生就是这样吗?
Is life like this?
所以一个柯达克照相机的那个老板,
and so there was the boss of this photography.
哎, 那,
everyone
啊,
knows about photography.
那是很有名的一个厂, 过去一个老板,
oh, Kodak. He's very famous.
那么那个老板是赚钱赚的很多啊,
and so he earned lots of money.
因为这个厂牌很有名,
because this brand is
所以我们赚钱呢, 每个月多少钱, 或者每一个礼拜多少钱, 或者每一个小时多少钱。
For us, it's like every couple of weeks we get our wages, but for him, every hour.
他赚的钱的话, 大概每秒钟多少钱来计算?
He charges by seconds.
哎, 所以这样的,赚钱这么多的人, 大家都羡慕他, 哎, 假如我能够像他这样都好啊。
And so a lot of people were envious of him and said, if I was like him, I'd be so happy.
他钱赚了很多, 但是就得, 我的心中不满足。
He earned lots of money, but he felt so dissatisfied.
如果人生就是这样的话呀，吃吃喝喝玩玩，也觉得没什么多大意思。
If life is just about eating and drinking, there's hardly any meaning.
所以他说我要走遍全世界。
And so he says, I need to go travel the world.
看看在哪一个地方能够叫我真正得到快乐。
To see which place is it that allows me to be fully happy.
那他美国去环游全世界。
And so from the States, he went to travel around the world.
世界上各地好玩的地方，通通都玩过了。And
all the great places he went to.
当他玩完了之后啊，那就世界没有一个地方真正能够满足我心中的需要。
So after he traveled to all these places, he said, there's no place that can really satisfy my needs.
现在我已经走遍世界各地，每一个地方是能够叫我心中真正快乐的。
I went to every country and nation. I don't feel any place can cause me to be happy.
所以最后呢，他回来就是在跳跳在那个大西洋就自杀了。And
so finally, when he came back, he leapt into the ocean and committed
suicide. 这就讲到人在地上找不到方向。It's
when a person in this world cannot find direction.
找不到人生的目标。He
cannot find the point of life.
那么今天我们在座的众弟兄姊妹，你知不知道我们人生的方向？
Brothers and sisters, do you know your direction in this life?
你知不知道我们人生的真正的目标是什么？
Do you know what truly is our goal in this life?
如果找不到的话呢，你不知道的话呢，那你就是迷失了方向。
If you cannot find this, then you are lost.
那就是一只迷羊。
Then you are a lost sheep.
那么主耶稣来呢，就是来要寻找我们这般迷失的羊。
So the Lord Jesus has come to seek a bunch of lost sheep like us.
他要把我们找回到，把我们带到这个人生正确的方向、正确的目标上去。He
wants to bring us back to the correct direction and purpose of our lives.
他为了这个目的，主耶稣历经了千辛万苦。For
this purpose, the Lord Himself, after much suffering,
不但舍弃他天上最尊贵、最荣耀的身份。
Not only has he given up his splendor and his glory in heaven,
来到地上降生在马槽和客店,
but he has come into a lowly manger in a stable.
并且天空的飞鸟有窝，地下的狐狸有洞, 他在地上的时候连枕头的地方都没有。
That the birds of the air have nests and the foxes of this world have holes, but yet the Son of Man has no pillow to lay
his head.最后，人还逼迫他、难为他，把他钉在十字架上。
And so people rebelled and persecuted him and even crucified him.
连他的命都为我们舍掉。He
even gave his life for us.
所以这个好牧人啊，他就是历经千辛万苦，就来寻找我们这个迷失的羊。So
this good shepherd comes after much effort to search for that lost sheep.
目的就是把我们带回到人生一个正确的方向、正确的目标上去。His
purpose is to bring us into the right direction and the right purpose for our lives.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们知不知道人生呢，有一个正确的、一个荣耀的目标的？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that there is actually a correct and glorious purpose for us?
我们这一生呢，是奔向那个荣耀的标杆。
We in this life should be running towards such a glorious purpose.
那就是神在永世里面为我们预备的一个国度。
That God in, from eternity past has prepared a kingdom for us.
主耶稣基督自己呢，你看他一生啊，他虽然是历经千辛万苦啊，他有一个目标的，就是朝向荣耀。
And the Lord Jesus, after all his efforts, is to really head towards glory.
主耶稣经历千辛万苦而达到荣耀上宝座上去。
And the Lord, after much suffering and effort, he has and is now on the throne.
并且他也来带我们来走他所走过的路。
But now he is also taking us to walk upon his path.
要让我们跟着他的脚步行走。
To cause us to follow his footsteps.
我们就能够和他一同进到荣耀里边。
So that we too can enter into his glory.
所以基督徒正确的人生、正确的方向，就是跟着耶稣走过的路来走。
So the normal Christian life, the correct way of walking is to follow the Lord Jesus.
他已经在前面带着我们,
that he has already led us ahead.
我们紧紧地一步一步地跟着他,
that we follow him closely, step by step.
他最后就把我们带进荣耀的国度里头,
that he can bring us to enter into his glorious kingdom.
来享受神在永世里面为我们预备那个无穷丰富、无穷荣耀的那样一种的喜乐。
to enjoy that joy which has been prepared for our Heavenly Father since eternity past.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，你有没有被主找到？
So, brothers and sisters, have you been found by the Lord? 你有没有走在这样一条正确的人生的路上？ Have you been walking on this correct pathway?
如果你还在迷失当中呢，今天主耶稣就在这里寻找你。
If today you are still lost, the Lord Jesus is coming to look for you.
要把你找到。
To find you.
找到了之后啊，天父欢喜。
And that after he finds you, that the Heavenly Father rejoices.
天上的天使天君也都欢喜。
And the angels will also rejoice.
我们家里的人欢喜。
And our family will rejoice.
我们所有认识我们的人也都欢喜。
And all those people who know us will rejoice.
因为我们这只迷失的羊被主找到了。
Because we, being lost sheep, have been found by our Lord.
是主在这寻找迷失的羊。
So the Lord has come to seek the lost sheep.
第二个比喻呢,
the second parable.
是讲了主耶稣来寻找失落的钱。
It is to, for the finding of this lost coin.
我们再来读路加15章第8节到第10节。
Let us read Luke 15, verses 8 to 10. For what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
这里讲到有一个妇人来寻找那个失落的钱。
Here it is talking about this woman who is looking for a lost coin.
啊, 这里注意到是个钱。
And so here it is a coin. 啊,
讲到钱啊, 就讲到它的功用。
And so when we talk about a coin, we're talking about its function.
讲到钱, 就讲到价值。
When we talk about coin, we talk about value.
钱失落了, 就是讲到功用, 就失去了。
And so when a coin's is lost, it means that its function or what it's meant to do is lost. Or it has lost its value.
你想你我爱不爱钱呢?
I think about it. Do you like money?
我每一个人都很爱钱的，是不是？
I think all of us love money.
你要知道了，天上的父亲呢，天父啊，把我们呢，也是当作钱一样。
And if you really think about it, our Heavenly Father treats us as if we were like money.
啊，是神看我们很爱钱。 神说我爱你们呢，也爱钱一样。
And so the Lord knows that we love money, so He says, "Well, I love you just like you love money."
啊，所以神把我们看作钱呢，用钱来比方的话呢，那就神看我们呢，应该非常有价值的。
And so the Lord uses this analogy to say that we are of much value to Him.
非常有用处的。
That there's much use.
所以今天我们在座每一个人啊，你要知道，我们人应该正常的情形啊。 在神的手中是很有功用，很有价值。
If we are truly in our normal condition, then in the Lord's hands, we are full of value and we are used by the Lord greatly.
神当初造人呢，不是随随便便的哦。
When the Lord seeks for somebody, it's not wishy-washy.
神当初造人的时候啊，就是为着要让我们在他的手中被他使用的。
When the Lord is seeking for somebody, He wants to find that person so that He can be used by the Lord.
好叫我们这帮人啊，能够显出人生最好的价值。
So that we can manifest what is the greatest value of being alive.
但是今天呢，我们就像一块失落的钱一样。
But today we are like this lost coin.
也就是说，在神的手中呢，失去功用了，失去价值了。And
so it's like we have lost our value and our use in the Lord's hands.
现在我们每一个人问问我们自己。And
so everyone is doing things for themselves.
今天你我们在神手中有没有被神得着，被神使用？So
today, you and I, are we used by the Lord? Are we obtained by the Lord?
今天我们在神的手中，有没有显出我们应该有的那个价值来？
Now we being in the Lord's hands, have we shown forth our full use before the Lord?
如果我们没有在神手中显出功用、显出价值的话呢，我们就成了那一块失落的钱。
If we have not shown forth this full use and this full value of ourselves in the Lord's hands, then we have been a lost coin.
换句话说呢，你的一生就白活了。
Then it means that your entire life is you're living it for no reason. That you have been living for no reason.
也许你自己以为是不是这样，我是很有用的。
Or perhaps you might say, no, I'm very useful. See, I study so well at school. And even the teachers say I'm so smart. And every time I take exams, I'm at the first few.
或者我现在已经是学校里毕业了，我正找到一个非常好的工作。
Or after I graduate, I have this really nice job. 老板也很器重我。 And the boss looks highly on me.
你的公司里面是缺少不了我。
And without me, it's hard to carry on.
这个社会上也很需要我。
Society needs me.
我这个人不是很有用处吗？
Don't you think I'm full of use?
但是你要知道吗？ 不是在世界上你有没有用处。
The fact is, it's not whether you're useful in this world or not.
在神看，这些都是散不得什么的。
When the Lord looks upon this, it means nothing.
在神看呢，你在神的手中有没有显示功用来？
From the Lord's perspective, it's when you're in His hands, do you have any use?
也许你在学校里面，也许你在那个公司里边，你觉得你很有价值。
Whether you're at school, whether you're at your company, you may feel you have value.
但是你在神的国度里面有没有用处呢？
But in the kingdom of God, are you of any use?
在神的国度来讲，你有没有价值呢？
In the kingdom of God, do you have any value?
所以如果我们在地上做了许多许多好像很有价值的事情。
And so in this life, we think that we've done lots of things that are worthy.
但是在神的国度来讲的话呢，我们没有用处，我们没有写出价值来的话，那我们就是失落的钱。But
in terms of God's kingdom, if we are not any use or value, then we are like a lost coin.
现在主耶稣的圣灵呢，就来寻找我们这块失落的钱。
So the Spirit of Christ has come to look for this lost coin.
你看啊，这里讲到一个妇人呢。 有时候失了一块之后啊，他就点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着。
And so you can see that this woman, after she lost the coin, she lit a lamp, she swept the house, and she searched carefully until she found it.
这个妇人呢，就代表圣灵。
And so this woman represents the Holy Spirit.
圣灵今天就来寻找我们。
The Holy Spirit comes today to seek for us.
怎么样寻找呢？
How does He seek for us?
点起灯来。
He lights the lamp.
神的话就是脚前的灯，就是路上的光。
God's word is like the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
这圣灵来寻找我们呢，就用神的话来光照我们。
Then when the Holy Spirit comes to look for us, He uses His illumination to show us the
way. 要把我们从黑暗中找回来。
And He wants to seek us out from darkness.
这个钱失落，因为看不到，找不到，就是因为在黑暗，落在那黑暗的角落里头。
And this coin cannot be found because it's landed in some dark corner.
今天我们人啊, 都是生活在黑暗里头。
And so today, we being people are living in darkness.
这个世界就是个败坏黑暗的世界。
This world is a corrupt and dark world.
我们离开神之后呢, 我们就生活在黑暗里头。
After we leave the Lord, we are living in darkness.
那就是说这一生呢,就是糊里糊涂的过日子的。
And so we live in a puzzled way.
就像我们中国人说，今天有几个，今天就醉。
Just like the Chinese proverb, it means if we have wine, we'll drink it today.
哎，我们就天天就是啊，那知道喝喝快，吃吃喝喝玩玩快乐快乐，享受享受这个物质上的那个快乐的事情。
So we eat, drink, and we're merry in this world.
但是你知道，这个就是黑暗里边，不知道人生的意义。
And so we are in darkness, and we do not know the meaning to life.
教会历史上有一个 Saint Augustine 这个弟兄。
And in the church, there's this brother named Saint Augustine.
那是一个在教会历史上一个非常出名，一个非常被很多人所器重的一个弟兄。
And so this was a brother who was very famous.
他的母亲呢是个很爱主的基督徒。
His mother truly loved the Lord.
但是他年轻的时候呢，他就只晓得吃喝玩乐，并且呢。 都是做许多坏事情。
But when she was younger, she would eat and drink and do all these things that are terrible.
不但是这个喝酒啊、赌博啊这些事情来，常常来。
Whether it's drinking or gambling.
并且也和女人呢同居在一起。
Oh, that was Saint Augustine who was doing all these things, but he was also cohabiting with other women.
所以当他的母亲看见他这个孩子这样的情形呢，就是母亲非常心里非常担忧。
And so when his mom saw this, she was very worried.
他母亲天天跪在主面前了，为着他的儿子祷告。
And so daily she would kneel on the ground and pray to the Lord.
但这个孩子无所谓，哎呀，我觉得我这样的生活很快乐的。
But St. Augustine was, well, there's no problem with it. I'm really happy.
母亲一直祷告，一直祷告。
But his mother prayed and prayed.
这个祷告真的很有功用了。
Now this prayer has a lot of function.
终于有一天。 这一个奥古斯丁，他正在那里吃喝玩乐，那个浪费了许多的宝贵的光阴的时候。
And so when St. Augustine was wasting his time eating and drinking one day.
那就他母亲的祷告。
And by his mother's prayer.
这边圣灵就来光照他。
Then the Holy Spirit illuminated his heart.
所以圣灵光照他，他说你这样啊，你觉得真正有意义吗？
And said to him, you find that this is meaningful?
圣灵就把罗马书圣经上的话就告诉他。
And so the Spirit brought the words from Romans into his heart.
不可荒宴醉酒。
Do not be drunk with wine.
不可这样子在罪恶中当过日子。
Do not live in your sin.
总要带上光明的兵器。
You need to be wearing the armor of light.
离开这种现在那个罪恶中的生活。
To leave this life of sin.
所以圣灵啊，就把神的话就光照到他里边。
And so the Holy Spirit illuminated his heart.
那一天圣灵光一照到他的心中。
And then once the Lord's light shone upon his heart.
他就说，哎呀，我这个人过的生活了，真是太荒唐了。
And he says, oh, I've been wasting my life.
哎呀，所以主啊，我怎么办呢？
So he was like, Lord, what shall I do?
那天他觉得。 我要回到我母亲的所相信的神那里去。
And he said, I need to return to the God whom my mother believes in.
这个我这种荒废那个荒宴醉酒那个日子啊，那个生活啊，我应该赶快离开。
This kind of drunkenness and this kind of life, I need to depart from it.
那一天神的光像灯点起来，照亮他的里边。
And so that day when God's light shone upon his heart.
把他里面那些黑暗的东西啊，通通的照出来。
And it shone upon all the darkness in his heart.
那么就奥古斯丁从那天开始啊，就悔改归向神。
And so from that day on, St. Augustine repented and returned to God.
在主面前好好的追求。
And to pursue the Lord.
这以后呢，他就在主的手中啊，成为一个被主所大用的人。
And from that day on, he was greatly used as he was in the hand of the Lord.
他写的一本书叫《效法基督》。
And so he wrote a book called The Imitation of Christ.
一直到今天都是帮助了许多的基督徒。
It's helped many Christians.
所以这个灯啊，圣灵就点起灯来了，在我们里面细细的寻找，要把我们找回来。
And so the Holy Spirit has lit this lamp to bring many of us back.
所以每一个弟兄姊妹要知道啊，我们在神手中都是有功用。
So brothers and sisters need to know that when you're in the Lord's hands, you can be used by Him.
都是有价值的。
You have value.
你也许会说，像我这样的有什么用处啊？
Sometimes you might think, well, like me, what kind of value do I have?
我也不会传福音。
I can't preach the gospel.
我也不会领诗歌。
I can't lead songs.
好像我什么都不会做啊。
Seems like I cannot do it much.
尤其我这个人，我音也不全，唱歌也唱得不好。
And well, I can't sing or I can't play music.
可能像某某人的话很有用处。
But so-and-so has great value.
我这个人大概是没有什么用处。
For me, I'm not of great use.
如果 你还没有进功用的话呀，你要知道，你还要知道自己是有功用。
If you do not know the value of who you are, you need to know that the Lord can use you.
我再讲到一个姊妹的见证。
I will share a testimony of a sister with you.
这个姊妹呢，就在年轻的时候，她母亲去世了。
So the sister, when she was young, her mother died.
她母亲去世的时候，她非常的悲伤。
And when her mother died, she was filled with sorrow.
心中痛苦得不得了。
And it was so such deep sorrow.
他觉得日子过得真是没意思了，母亲失去了母亲呢，觉得世界上什么都没味道。
And so after she lost her mother, she felt there's no flavor to this.
那怎么办呢？
So what can she do?
她天天去喝酒。
Every day she drank.
喝得醉醺醺。
Drank so she was drunk.
那么越来越糟糕，越来越糟糕。
And it got worse and worse.
一面她也是悲伤过度了。
Because she is overly grieved.
一面也是对人生太失望了。
And she was so disappointed with life.
觉得这个世界活着没有什么意思了。
She felt that there is no meaning to this life.
是的，有一天啊，她就到那个铁轨上，那个火车经过的铁轨上。
So one day she went onto the railroad track.
她就准备火车来的时候，就跳下去就自杀。
And she was waiting for the train to come so she could commit suicide.
就正当她跳下去的时候呢，火车就开过了。
And so just as she was about to jump, the train came.
但是火车没有把她压死。
But the train did not kill her.
后来有人把她救活了,
but someone actually revived her.
救活两条腿都已经被压断,
and so both of her legs were crushed.
另外一只手也被压掉,
and another arm was crushed.
那么另外一只手呢, 只剩下三个手指头,
and then she only had three fingers left on the other hand.
哎呀, 等到她醒过来, 在医院里面醒过来的时候,
and so when she woke up from it,
她正是痛恨那些救她的人,
she really hated the person who saved her.
我身体好好的时候, 我尚且不想活着,
and even when I had such a good body, I did not want to live.
现在我两个腿, 一条手都没有了,
and now I have two legs and one arm missing.
那我以后还怎么活呀?
How can I live?
我岂不是更没有意思了?
Is it that now I have much less meaning to my life?
真是怨恨他们啊,
she really hated those people who saved her.
她要再去跳车,要自杀也是不容易做到。
And now that if she tries to commit suicide again, she can't.
好了，她就接下安眠药。
And so she decides to take some sleeping pills. To try to kill herself one more time.
那个时候，一般的基督徒爱她。
And there was a group of Christians who loved her.
医院里来看望病人。
And came to visit her.
啊，看见这么个可怜的女孩子啊。
And saw such a sad state.
啊，他们就很关心她。
And so they really cared for her.
告诉她神爱她。
And said to her, God loves you.
哎，那么当她。 就享受到这把基督徒所传给他们的爱的时候,
and so when she received this love from these Christians,
她就原来这个世界上还有这么伟大的爱呀,
and so she said, is there such a great love in this world?
她正是感受到这个爱啊,她一辈子都没有尝到过,
and she experienced a love that she has never experienced in her whole life.
她要接受这个爱,
and so she received this love.
所以呢, 虽然身体变成残废了,
so even though she became handicapped, but then the Lord's love entered her heart. And she was truly saved.
这得救的人,
and when she was saved, the joy of heaven filled
整个爱也充满她的里头,
her. And God's love filled her.
哎呀,
and so she felt so joyful.
她后来想啊,
later she thought,
那么主这么大的恩典, 大的爱把我找回来,
that the Lord's great grace has come to found me.
我能够为主做些什么事呢?
What can I do for the Lord?
啊, 但我两个腿也没有了, 手也只有一, 只剩下三个手指头,
I have no legs and I don't even have an arm and only have three fingers.
那么圣灵在他手啊, 你还是很有用处的,
and so the Holy Spirit spoke to her and says, you are full of use.
神既然把你的命, 性命存留下来,
and that if the Lord has kept and preserved your life,
你可以向着那些还不信主做见证,
you can be a testimony to those who have not yet believed in
him.
How much the Lord loves you.
啊,
from such a sorrowful life, he has saved
you.
That he may allow you to experience his heavenly love.
那说, 那我,
so she said, how can I be a testimony
圣经那说,
to the Lord?
你可以打电话呀,
and so they said, you can phone.
你可以啊, 你虽然不能够行动, 你的电话声可以拿起来吧。
You cannot walk, but you can take up the phone.
她想不错啊, 我还有三个手指头, 可以拿一个电话筒。
And she says, of course, I have three fingers, I can still lift up a phone.
所以她就拿着这个电话筒啊, 就对那一些她的朋友, 对一些像她一样, 同样有可怜的情形的人, 去传讲福音。
And so she picked up the phone and she called people who are her friends and also those who have a sorrowful condition.
那么教会的弟兄姊妹有痛苦的,有难处的。
And also she picked up to encourage those who had difficulties in the church.
她就借着电话来和他们交通,给他们安慰。
And she fellowshiped with them through the phone and encouraged them.
这几个人,她虽然只剩下三个手指头,
and so even though she had only three fingers,
结果她就发觉神还真的使用她。
And she recognized that the Lord truly can use her.
她很能够进功用的,
that she can, she's full of use.
感谢赞美主吧, 我这个身体虽然残废,
that even though I'm handicapped,
我的人生确实蛮有用处的,
yet my life is still full of meaning and use.
所以这个姊妹呢, 以后为主在各处啊, 都做了非常非常美好的见证。
And so this sister was an excellent testimony before the Lord.
就带领好多人信主得救。
Brought many people to salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吧, 连这样一个只剩三个手指头的人呢, 在主手中都有功用。
And so brothers and sisters, you can see that this lady with one, with just three fingers,
都能够显出她的价值来,
that she can full, show forth her value.
弟兄姊妹, 我们是个正常人。
So brothers, we are normal people.
我们每一个人都应该 更加可以被主使用, 更加显出我们给予的价值来。
we ought to be able to be fully used by the Lord and to fully have our value shown.
好，我们再来讲第三个比喻。
Let's talk about the third parable.
我们从第路加福音十五章十一节读到二十四节。
So we're going to read from verses 11 to verse 24. Then he said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood.And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare?And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattest calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this is my son who was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry. I believe that many of us are familiar with this parable.
这个比喻啊，讲到前面主耶稣来寻找我们，圣灵也来寻找我们，目的呢就要把我们带回到天父的家中。
This parable is showing us that just like how the Lord Jesus comes to search for us, the Holy Spirit comes to search for us, the whole purpose of that is to bring us into the Father's house.
这里讲到一个小儿子。
And so it talks about this young son.
这个小儿子啊，他只要父亲的财产，而不要跟父亲住在一起。
And so this young son only wanted the inheritance of his father, but did not want to live with him.
是他有一天呢、啊，就对父亲说：“父亲呐、啊，你把我应得的产业分给我。”
And so one day he said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me."
那父亲也很爱他，你要就给你吧。
And so the father loved him and said, "If you want it, I'll give it to you."
他就拿了父亲家的产业啊，他就离开父亲家，到远方去了。
And so after he took his father's inheritance, he went to a far place.
啊，你看见这里一个人啊。他要父亲的东西，而不要跟父亲住在一起。
And so you can see that the son only wants the things of the father, but he didn't want to live with his father.
你知道，今天很多人都是这个样子。
And so today many people are like this.
都是要神的东西。
That they want the things of God.
要神的爱。
They want God's love.
要神给我恩赐。
They want the gifts of God.
要神听我的祷告。
They want God to hear the prayer.
我有难处的时候，求神帮助我。
And when they have difficulties, they
want God to help them. 要神给我力量。
To give them strength.
啊，但是呢，就是不要神自己。
But they do not want the Lord Himself.
我讲到一个以前一个弟兄呢。
And so I want to talk about a brother in the past.
那个他才十几岁，年轻。
It's only about a teenager.
他有一天来找我。
And every day he would come to seek me.
因为他是叫我王叔叔。
And he called me Uncle Wong.
哎，王叔叔啊，你要为我祷告。
Uncle Wong, could you please pray for me?
因为我现在高中毕业了。
Because I have graduated from high school.
我要考大学。
I need to go to university.
你要给我好好祷告，让我考上，让神帮助我呢，考上一个学校。
Please pray for me so that I can enter this university.
啊，因为考大学进大学是很不容易的一件事情。
Because to enter university is not an easy thing.
那我们就答应他的好，我们为你祷告，去做带领。
And so I said yes, I'm sure I will pray to you and see how the Lord leads.
后来他真是考上一个专科学校。
And so later he really entered university.
那么应该很好啦。
So it should be great.
你看，你有需要，你祷告神也帮助你啦。
And so when you have needs, you pray and the Lord helps you.
就是从考上学校之后啊，再也没看见他来聚会。
And so after he went into university, I no longer saw him in the meeting.
要神给我好处。
He wants the Lord's good things.
就是不要跟神住在一起。
But does not want to dwell with the Lord.
我在奥斯汀的时候，有一次一个弟兄来找我。
One time when I was in Austin, a brother came to look for me.
他说：“王弟兄啊，你要为我祷告。”
He said, "Brother, could you pray for me?"
哎呀，我个儿子啊，还在大陆，还没来，还没出来。
My son is still in China and has not come yet.
啊，你我祷告能让我儿子能够来到美国。
Could you please pray that my son can come into the
那我现在这里呢, 他已经50多岁。
And at that time he was about 50 plus years.
要找个工作也不容易。
It's not easy for him to find a job.
你有没有祷告呢? 让我能够找到一个很好的工作。
And he said, could you pray that I could find a good job?
那我们教会弟兄姊妹呢, 也就为他祷告。
And so our brothers and sisters at church prayed.
他后来呢, 他果然就找到一个, 在州政府, 在泰克萨斯州政府里找到一个工作。
And indeed he found a good job with the government.
那么他儿子呢, 也后来也是, 也从大陆就来到美国了。
And so also his son came from China to
那应该很好的爱主啊。
And so it seems like they should ought to love the Lord.
他就是有了工作之后, 就是儿子来到了之后, 以后也不见到他的人。
And so after he found a job, after his son came to Canada, I mean to the States.
我这个只是举一两个例子了。
I've just raised two examples.
今天很多人都是这个样子的。
Today many people are still like this.
有需要有问题的时候就来找神。
When you have needs and when you have problems, then you come and seek for the Lord.
神啊, 你给我这样。
Oh Lord, give me this, that, and this.
神啊, 你给我那个。
Lord, give me this, that, and that.
等到神给他了之后啊,
and so after the Lord has given it to them,
他就跑到远方, 就跑到远远的了。
And then they go really far away.
你再也看不见他了。
You can't even see them anymore.
这个就是一个浪子。
It's just like a prodigal son.
啊, 一个离开父亲远离到外面去漂流的浪子。
Someone who is wandering around like a prodigal son.
啊, 结果呢, 他在远方啊, 到有一天呢, 就穷哭起来。
And so one day when he was in a far off land, he was wasted everything.
你所知道什么叫做穷哭起来啊?
And what does it mean to be totally poor?
因为一个人啊, 离开了天上的神, 天父,
because he has left his heavenly father.
你一定会穷哭起来的。
Then you will be in poverty.
他穷苦到一个地步啊, 看人家在那放猪啊, 他替人家放猪啊, 看猪在吃豆荚, 他想要吃那个豆荚到这没, 他都吃不到。
He was so impoverished that when he saw these pigs who were eating, that he couldn't even eat the things that they ate.
这个穷苦起来就是里面没有满足。
To be impoverished meaning that there's no satisfaction within you.
就算你有了很好的工作,
that even if you have a great job,
就算你的儿子也来到这个, 美国跟你团聚在一起,
and even if your son comes from a far off land, but inside of you, you don't have the satisfaction.
你里面没有喜乐,
and you don't have this joy within
you. 你里面没有平安,
you don't have this peace within you.
啊, 你在许多事情上都常常觉得不满意,
and in many things you feel so dissatisfied.
你的脸上就看不见一点的笑容,
and you cannot see even a smile on your face.
你心中就缺少一种力量,
and in your life you lack the strength.
一点点的小小的试探, 你就胜不过,
and just a little bit of testing you cannot overcome it.
一点小小的难处就把你压倒,
a little bit of difficulty in it, it's
所以啊, 你里面没有爱, 你里面没有喜乐, 你里面没有满足, 这就穷苦日子叫穷苦起来。
You don't have love, joy, or contentment, and in your heart you feel so impoverished.
所以啊, 我在纽约也常常看见一些年轻人呢, 就是没有喜乐。
And so in New York I see many young people who do not have joy.
其实他读书的时候很好,
that even though they study well,
其实他家里父母也都很爱他,
and their parents love them well.
但是我每次见到他们呢, 觉得, 为什么没有喜乐呢?
But every time when I see them, I'm like,
这个满脸都是愁苦的,
their faces are full of worry.
啊, 也没有一点的力量,
there's no strength.
来聚会的时候就是无精打采, 那个好像生病的样子。
And so when they come to the meeting, they seem as if
they're ill. 这个就是穷苦起来过穷苦的人，这个里面缺少那个满足和平安了。
When someone is lacking contentment and joy within them, this is being impoverished.
为什么会穷苦，你知道吗?
Why would you be so impoverished?
因为你离开了那一切美善事物的源头。
Because you have left all that is good and right.
我们的神啊, 就是一切美善事物的源头。
The Lord is the source of everything beautiful and good.
是当你远离神的时候呢, 你一定没有喜乐, 你一定没有平安, 一定会穷苦的。
That when you leave your Heavenly Father, then inside you have no joy, you feel very poor.
那么主耶稣来寻找我们。
That the Lord Jesus came to seek for us.
圣灵来寻找我们。
The Holy Spirit comes to seek for us.
就把我们带回到天父的家里边啊。
To bring us back into the Heavenly Father's house.
来享受神给我们预备那个美好的人生。
To enjoy the life that God has prepared for us.
让我们可以天天见到天父的面。
That every day we can see our Heavenly Father's face.
就这个小儿子啊, 等到那一天懊悔了。
So this young son, one day he
regretted. 被圣灵一光照, 他里面醒悟过来了。
And then when the Holy Spirit shone upon him, he woke up.
我父亲家里口粮有余啊。
And he said, there's so much in my father's house.
有多少的布工啊?
So many hired servants.
那你粮食吃也吃不完的,
and there's bread enough to spare.
我怎么在外面要饿死呢?
Why am I perishing with hunger out here?
他说我要起来,
he said, I need to go to my father's house.
他们一回到父亲家里之后啊,
and once he entered the father's house,
第一件事情,
the first thing,
他就享受到天父的爱,
he experienced the father's love.
他父亲啊, 离他很远的时候,
when his father was really far away from
him, 他还没到家门口,
even before he reached the door, and when he's really a distance away, his father looked at him from a distance and ran towards him,
就抱住他的景象,
and embraced him,
连连和他亲嘴,
and kissed him.
这就是天上神的爱,
this is the heavenly love,
这就是天父的爱,
this is the heavenly father's love.
是当我们在外面流动的时候，我们永远想不到天父的爱。
So when we are wandering out there, we will not experience the love of the Father.
什么时候我们的心转回来了，回到父亲的面前？
And whatever time that our hearts are turned back to our Father,
天父就会抱着我们的颈项与我们亲嘴啊。
The Father will embrace us and will also kiss us.
所以一个基督徒啊，正当你回到父亲面前的时候。
So a Christian, when you return to your father's place,
你回到神的家里边啊,
when you enter into
第一个经历,
God's house, the first experience is that you'll experience his love.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹不晓得你们呢, 有没有被天父抱着连连与你亲嘴的那一种甜美的经历?
Brothers, have you had the sweet experience of being embraced by the Father and kissed by him?
啊, 就在温哥华一个老弟兄呢,
in Vancouver, there's this elderly brother.
他信主之后啊,
after he believed in the Lord,
他就给我做见证。
He gave testimony.
哎呀,
and so he said, Brother Wong, after I believe in the Lord, I feel that there's so much in the I feel that all the past years of living was meaningless. Now I truly experience the sweetness and joy of life. Because I experienced the Father's love in my heart. And he said, if I knew how great this was, I would have believed in the Lord many years ago.
你看啊, 像这样的弟兄啊, 他就是被天父抱着景象, 连连和他亲嘴。
And so this brother is experienced embracing of the Father and the kissing of the Father.
所以我盼望啊, 我们今天在座每一个年轻弟兄姊妹,
so my hope is every brother and sister that after we believe in the Lord,
要尝到天上父亲的喜乐。
We need to constantly experience the joy of our Father. To allow the Father's loving arms to embrace us. To allow His love to kiss us.
这个才叫做正常基督徒的生活。
This is the normal Christian life.
第二呢,
secondly, the Father gave him a beautiful robe.
这个上好的袍子一穿上啊, 就把他全身的那个肮脏那个衣服啊, 都,
and so when the Father put the best robe on him, he took all his dirty clothes.
就遮盖了我们的许多的羞耻和失败。
And so this best robe removes all our filth and all our failings.
你想一个流荡在外面的孩子啊,
if you think about a child who's been wandering,
那几年都是穷苦过日子的,
several years he's been in poverty,
他身上的衣服会怎么样啊?
What is his clothing going to be like?
我想这个衣服啊, 都是一个破洞破洞, 这也破, 这里也破, 那里, 很多的破洞。
I think that this this clothing is going to be full of holes.
又旧又破.
It's old and tattered.
你知道基督徒有的基督徒身上呢就穿件破烂衣服.
So unfortunately, many Christians are wearing such clothes.
这破烂衣服就是说啊，有千疮百孔，有很多的毛病.
And to say that when you have this tattered clothing, you have lots of
这里也有毛病，那里也有破洞.
You have sickness here, and you have hole here.
对呀，有许多外邦人呢，常常讥笑我们基督徒。
So that's why many Gentiles laugh at us.
哎呀，你们这个某某人呢，还是信耶稣的了。And
so, oh, so and so believes in the Lord Jesus.
你知道他租我家的房子啊，这房租都不好好的付的。And
so even when he's rented out, he hasn't been paying his rent regularly.
并且租把我们的房子啊，玻璃窗也弄得破破烂烂，把这个地毯也弄得脏兮兮。And
so causing our house to be the windows shattered and then the floors are dirty.
这样的基督徒像什么基督徒嘛？
What kind of Christian is it?
这个破洞啊，就给人家找到。And
so,
这个破洞，人家就看到你身上的破洞。So
everyone sees the holes in your clothing.
那么有的基督徒呢，还跟人家去打牌。And
so some Christians go and they
打牌输了之后还跟人家生气。And
so when they play, they get angry.
为了这个输赢啊，跟人家争争吵吵。
because of the coins, and they would just argue.
人家就说, 你不是信耶稣的吗?
Some people don't even believe in Christ.
你是信耶稣的时候还跑到我们这个地方来呢?
If you believe in Jesus, why are you here?
并且还跟我们争争吵吵?
And why are you arguing with us?
哎呀,你这个信耶稣呢? 那我们呀, 想你这样信耶稣, 我们都不要信。
This kind of person believing in such a Jesus, we don't want to believe.
我们身上有破旧的, 我们的衣服破旧了。
And so to tell us that our clothing is so tattered. And so with all this tattered clothing, we are giving off sickness. But now our Heavenly Father gives us the best robe. That once we enter His house, the Father enables us to be close to Him. So that we see the salvation that the Lord has prepared for us. And we put on the Lord Jesus' best robe. It is the best robe.
破破洞那个破破旧旧那些情形啊，都被主耶稣的荣美就遮盖起来了。
That our poor and our tattered condition can be covered with this beauty and glory of the Lord Jesus.
这个人家一看，哎呀，这个某某人的信是这，真跟以前不一样了。
And so people say, "Wow, this person is so different from before."
有一个弟兄就说，我所以信主啊，就是因为看见一个姊妹，她信主之后那么好的改变。
And so one brother says, "The only reason why I believe is because after I saw the sister, after she believed, she had such a great change."
这个耶稣这么好的。
And so he said, "Well, believing the Lord is so great."
So he goes, then I
decided to believe.
所以被神找到穿上好的袍子。
So you are being given the best robe.
还有呢，把戒指戴在了指头上。
And also given a ring on his finger.
那就是神承认我们儿子的名分。
That means the Lord acknowledges us as a son.
戒指就是一个记号了。
And so a ring is a symbol.
父亲把戒指戴在我们指头上,
when the ring is put on our
fingers, it
is to acknowledge that we are God's son.
那就圣灵在我们上打上的印记,
and when the Holy Spirit puts the
stamp
on us,
that
we are His and He is ours.
我们诗歌背你这诗歌啊,
and so there is a hymn in
there. 他就讲到,我只说他,
I am His and He is mine.
这个多好啊。
This is so great.
还有第四件,
the last point.
把肥牛都牵来宰了,
and this fatted calf was killed.
那就享受丰富的宴席,
is to experience this great feast.
你想一只肥牛都牵来宰了, 那一个宴席啊, 多丰富啊。
Think about a fatted calf being killed. It's such an abundant feast.
那就神把他儿子耶稣基督各样的丰富都给我们经历，都给我们享受。
And so God wants to give us all the abundance of His son.
是基督徒正常的情形啊。
It's a normal condition of a Christian.
又和神之间的关系正常。
Is that you and your father's relationship is normal.
就活在神的家里边,
that you're living in His house.
我们可以常常来到神面前啊。
We can always come before Him.
享受天父给我们预备丰盛的宴席,
and to experience and enjoy this wonderful feast.
就好像我们等一下参加薄饼聚会一样,
just as when we attend the breaking of bread.
你不要小看这个饼和杯哦。
Please do not despise the cup of
bread. 这里面所代表的是讲的基督无限的丰富。
It represents the unlimited blessings of the Lord.
神的恩典,
the Lord's grace.
神的爱,
the Lord's love.
神的能力,
the Lord's strength.
神的荣耀,
and His glory.
主耶稣基督诸般的丰富,
that all these blessings of the Lord Jesus are placed there.
是薄饼聚会啊, 不能光是形式上来参加,
so we cannot see the breaking of bread as a ritual.
要我们打开心灵,
we need to open our hearts,
来与主交通,
to commune with our Lord.
哦，主耶稣, 你的恩典何等浩大。
Oh Lord Jesus, how great is your grace?
像刚才我们唱的诗歌,
just like the hymn we sang.
爱何大,
great love.
Oh, 这爱来寻我,
oh, the love that sought me.
Oh, 这恩来救赎我,
oh, the blood that bought me.
Oh, 这个宝血来遮盖我一切的污秽败坏,
oh, the grace that brought me to the fold.
奇妙的恩典,
wondrous grace,
把我带进羊圈之中,
that brought me to the fold.
所以我们呢, 每一个基督徒啊, 都要学习, 进到主面前, 与主一同奏席。
So each of us Christians need to come and feast with the Lord.
主要是我们把心门打开,
that we open the doors of our heart,
让他进到我们里边来,
and allow Him to enter into us.
他与我们,
that He and us,
我们与他,
and us and Him,
一同奏席,
that we may feast together,
一同享受神家里的丰富,
that we may enjoy the abundant blessing. Such a life,
才是蛮有意义的生活,
is full of meaning.
啊, 我们愿主今天在我们身上来寻找我们。
May the Lord seek every one of us.
让我们人生
That we may find the correct direction and purpose of our lives. That in the Lord's hands we may show forth value and His use. And finally, that we may experience the abundance of feasting with our Lord. And we'll end our fellowship here.
Let's ask Calvin to pray.